Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline is Bears All-Pro safety Eddie Jackson. Eddie, thanks so much again for the time, man. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. How you doing?
We're doing real good. Congratulations. Yeah. Feels better.
Yeah. Feel a lot better, man. Was able to celebrate Club Dub, so that's a good feeling.
So what was it like to get back into Club Dub? Take us inside. I hear there were one-on-one dance-offs.
Yeah, you know, a little dancing here and there. You know, everyone was just enjoying themselves and, you know, just having that feeling, you know, just having fun with your brothers, with your teammates.
Have you ever in your football career felt like you needed to win a game like you needed to win yesterday's?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the last couple games, you know, we've been feeling like that. So, you know, you always want to go in with the mindset that you need to win. But, you know, we knew it was important to get this one at home, you know, and we was able to come out and do it.
Happy with the way you guys played defensively?
Not really. You know, it was pretty good. You know, some stuff we got to clean up most definitely. But it was all right. It was an overall okay performance.
What needs cleaning up, Eddie?
Just them moving the ball, you know, driving down the field, you know, even though we holding them to 3 points or no touchdowns, just, you know, just giving up all those yards and letting them just, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot on third downs, you know, things like that. So we just got to clean that up.
What was the message after the win? I know Coach Nagy always has one for you.
Just enjoy, you know, and next week we just think of going 1-0 again or 2-0. You know, that's just the mindset of just keep stacking these games and just keep staying together. You know, we knew it was going to be tough and we knew we had to come together and we was able to do that.
We're talking to Eddie Jackson here, McNeil and Parkins on the score. What would you say to Bears fans who say, hey, you shouldn't be club dubbing when you guys have a losing record and it's not going as well as last year?
I really don't have nothing to say to them. You know, like I said, we sticking together. You know, we're going to do what we've been doing. You know, we're going to enjoy it. You know, we started Club Dub for a reason, you know, just to have that feeling, you know, of going in there, have something to look forward to when you win. So we not really, you know, the opinions don't matter. You know, we sticking together.
Good. I shouldn't be surprised by anything I hear. Danny and I watched a game at my house yesterday and he's driving home listening to post game and we had some fun playing some of those calls today. It's like, geez, it's been 6 weeks, for crying out loud.
You got
to celebrate each moment. These things are tough to come by, and it's a divisional win, man.
Yeah, exactly. And people fail to realize that, you know, they stuck on a losing record or thing like that. But and you're not letting all that affect us. You know, we're going to continue to do what we're doing.
I'm curious, you know, you talked to us after the first week of the season about the booing of the fans. And I know you've been asked about it a few times since, but it happened again yesterday. And I'm wondering if you guys are developing any sort of like us against the world mentality here as things have gone poorly for you.
Oh yeah, that mentality been installed, you know, from the last time they was booing. You know, it's us against the world, you know, and I've been said that, you know, we playing for one another. We're not playing for nobody else right now. We just going to stick together and just continue to play for one another, you know, and just to see our offense and how everyone responded this week, you know, on both sides of the ball, it was quite a sight.
So Tariq Cohen, I don't know if this is what he did, and he didn't say it afterwards, but when he scored that touchdown, he kind of put his hands up like, hey, quiet down. And I'm thinking that's because he's getting booed early, and then people want to celebrate him and cheer him when he scores the touchdown. Do I have that read correctly?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't tell me that himself, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. You know, that's what it's all about. And that's crazy. You got to do that at your home stadium, you know, but hey. It is what it is.
Eddie, had you ever heard of Jeff Driscoll before 9 o'clock yesterday morning?
I mean, yeah, when we played Florida, that, you know, that's all I knew about him. But my mom thought Matt Stafford was still going to play, but they told us when we walked in the locker room that Matt was down. So, but he did, you know, he came out, he did some pretty good things with his feet, you know, got out of a couple situations, you know, and, you know, he played a pretty solid game. But like I said, on our end, we just got a lot of things we need to clean up.
Did you guys change anything in terms of how you were planning to attack the Lions with him in there?
The game plan changed a little bit, you know, before, you know, we had came in with kind of a similar game plan, but, you know, just knowing he's a little bit more, you know, mobile, we switched some things around.
Where have the sacks gone, Eddie?
Hey, man, I'm not sure. You know, I don't got an interception. I don't know what it's like.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll start up front. We'll work our way back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? We just got to continue to just work on the little things. So that's just the motto. But the most important thing, man, as long as we win, you know, and that's what you want to do. But for us on the defense side of the ball, you know, we hold ourselves to a higher standard. Where it's like, all right, man, look, we holding these guys to 3 points. They're not scoring, but they're driving the ball. You know, they converting third downs. You know, we see those things, and we just know we just got to continue to clean that up, man, because right now it's kind of, you know, it's a big emphasis that is a problem.
Does it drive you crazy that you don't have an interception?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, yes, it's driving me crazy for a little bit, but not too crazy. Like I said, we won. That kind of, you know, that just, all right, look, we got the win, you know what I mean? You got 7 more games to go, but, you know, it's getting a little stressful, you know, and like I said, it's the longest I ever been in my life without an interception, without a touchdown, like my life for playing football as a child. Like, this is the longest I've ever been, so. It's kind of stressful, you know, but as long as I go out there, you know, take care of little things, you know, you control what you control right now. And that's, as long as we winning, I'm fine with it. You know what I mean? But, you know, being a competitor that I am, I want those turnovers. You know, I hold myself to a higher standard as well. But as long as we get them wins, stack them dubs, that's all that really matters.
I get it completely. As long as you win, you know, the individual stuff doesn't matter. But I wonder, like, in the moment when you're thinking about that, do you press? Is it possible to press and say, all right, I'm gonna jump this route a little earlier. I'm going to go for the spectacular play. Is that something that you have to fight against?
Yeah, most definitely. And that's the thing that can hurt you the most, you know, when you go out there and you try to press, you know, when you try to change the things you've been doing, you know, try a little too hard. And that's when mistakes happen, you know, and I don't want to do that. But, you know, you definitely got to take some chances here and there, most definitely, you know, and that's just a part of the game, you know, taking chances. But you don't want to press too hard because, you know, now you're trying to make a play and, you know, you give up a bomb or, you know, you give up a big play. So you don't want to press too much.
You guys have had to move on without Akeem Hicks, and now you're going to have to do the same thing without Danny Trevathan. I don't know if you talked to Danny afterward. That was just like Hicks. That was not fun watching that replay. It looked awful. What will you miss most about Danny Trevathan?
Oh, man, just, you know, Danny, man, like, you know, that's like been like a big brother, you know, since I walked through these doors. Just the type of leadership, the mindset he brings, the mentality he brings, you know, him and King both, like, I walked in with them boys as, you know, all right, these are our leaders, like, these the guys I'm, you know, follow. But now it's like, you know, they both down, so we got to put them on our back. But, you know, just to see Danny go down, man, it's like he was one of our most vocal leaders, if not the most vocal leader on defense, you know what I mean? And so we just got to rally around him, put him and Keem on our back, and now we got something to really do it for. We're going to do it for these guys.
So who steps up and fills that void?
At the position.
Well, in terms of being the vocal leader,
the vocal leader on the field.
That's one of the good things about our defense. You know, you got me, you got Mac, you got Cal Fuller. You know, you got Prince here and there. You know, you got Floyd. You just got guys all around. And you know, right now, like Mac said, we don't want to talk about it. Don't tell me what you want to do. Just show me. And you know, that's one of the things. Now we just got to go out there and show and prove. You know, we got to play to the standard that we know Keem and Danny want us to play to. You know, if they was on the field. So it's just for all the other leaders. It's time for us to rally up and, you know, be more vocal and things like that.
Yeah, Khalil Mack doesn't exactly seem to us like a big talk about it guy.
Yeah, nah. He go out there and he let it show. So that's one thing about him. You know, he don't say too much.
Eddie, we talk to Bears fans, you know, all day, every day, it seems like. And the question is, like, what is still to be accomplished in this season? I know you said the goal is 1-0 every week, but do you still feel like big picture things are able to be accomplished this year?
A big picture as far as in Super Bowl?
Sure.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Of course. That's not leaving our minds, you know. And I feel like yesterday that just showed, all right, look, and like we've been saying, you know, once the offense get rolling and once the defense get clicking, is everything works together. Is, you know, we create turnovers and things like that. It works. Like, it shows. So I feel like yesterday it wasn't perfect. It wasn't a perfect game, you know. Not even close. But just to see what the things we were able to do, you know, that's what we want to continue to feed off week in, week out, and just build off this confidence, you know, that we got right now, getting our swagger back and playing how we know we capable of playing.
How close do you feel like you guys are?
I feel like we right there. You know, I feel like yesterday was the you know, all right, now we over this. We almost over this hump. Like, let's finally get over it. You know, we got 1 foot in, 1 foot out the door. Now it's time to walk all the way through it. You know, and that's just the mindset right now. Like, we're going to continue to just stack these wins, you know, build off each one every week. And, you know, like I said, we're going to L.A. this weekend, prime time. So this is going to be a good, you know, momentum changer for us in the second half of this season.
So you looking to, you know, people have been talking. I know you guys have been talking about TVs and shutting out the outside noise and all that, but are you guys looking forward to a chance to kind of change the narrative around you on national TV?
Not really. You know, sometimes it's good being underdogs. You know, me personally, I like being underdogs. You know, I like when you can go against the world and just shock everybody. You know, that I feel like it's sweeter there than when everyone has you on top and you know you're successful. I like the, you know, people kind of let us fly under the radar, doubt us, and you know, we come in, we wake them up. So that's we don't really pay attention to all that. We just playing for one another. We know the type of team we have. We know the adversity we went through the first half of the season, and we know we got to do to overcome that.
Eddie, how tough was that Bama game for you?
Oh man, it was tough, man, but it was a good game, you know, and I like I said, I knew it was going to be a good game, and you know, hats off to both sides. You know, LSU, they came in, you know, they played good, but we'll see them again. You know, we'll see them again. You know, Coach Oregon has some things to say after the game. You know, all the Bama fans, the Bama coaches, I'm pretty sure everyone caught that, but they're going to see us again for sure.
Yeah, he hit you.
What?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to see. Yeah, we're going to see now.
And he starts talking Cajun to him.
Yeah, he was going off on you. Roll Tide, FU, man. That was tough.
Hey, but look, we get it. You don't understand. It's been, 4 years? Like, what? I don't know how long it's been since LSU beat Bama. You know, I'm undefeated against those guys. So, you know what I mean? Look, you know, they going to enjoy it. But just know, when it come back around the town, it's going to be different this time, you know?
So you're saying bet Bama next time?
Oh, most definitely. Bet Bama all the time, baby.
You think they can still make the playoff?
Yeah. I feel like it shouldn't be. You know, it was, like I said, it was a great game. You know, number two, number three team, like, it was a great game, you know, and I feel like if we do fall, we should fall to four, you know what I mean? Or I don't know, I've seen some stuff they say about five, but I mean, come on, man, you know Bama's a top four team, you know, so I just want to play LSU again. I just know that much.
I want to see the rematch as well.
Eddie, thanks a bunch for the time. Have a good week of practice, all right? Go get him next Sunday night.
All right, appreciate you. I have a good one.
All right, thanks. You too.
Thank you. That's Eddie Jackson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.